From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Later today, President Obama holds another town hall meeting to talk about his health care reform plan, this time in New Hampshire. Similar meetings held by Democratic members of Congress have been disrupted by protesters. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Protesters pushed and shoved and yelled and tried to shut down a recent town hall meeting in Tampa, Florida. Republicans say scenes like this are a sign of public disapproval with the president's reform ideas, but Democrats counter that the disruptions are being staged by conservative groups with ties to the healthcare industry. One such group, Conservatives for Patients' Rights, is headed by the former top executive of the Columbia HCA hospital system. His company was fined a record $1.7 billion after being charged with defrauding Medicare. The group's website tells protesters how to get to upcoming town hall meetings and shows videos of the protesting. As far as the content of the meeting, the president will be focusing on what the healthcare overhaul would mean for people who already have insurance. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Eunice Shriver has died. Shriver was one of President John F. Kennedy's sisters and a leading champion for the rights of the mentally disabled. She had suffered a series of strokes in recent years. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Shriver is perhaps best known for founding the Special Olympics in 1968, part of an international campaign to show that people with mental retardation are capable of extraordinary achievements. In 2007, Shriver talked about the rejection suffered by her mother and her mildly mentally retarded sister, Rosemary.
The combination of the love of my family and the awful sting of rejection helped me to develop the confidence that I needed to believe that I could make a difference in a positive direction.
She told an audience at the Kennedy Presidential Library that such experiences helped mold President Kennedy as well. When President Reagan gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1984, he honored her for laboring on behalf of America's least powerful people. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Investigators are still trying to piece together what happened in Saturday's mid-air collision over the Hudson River. The accident between a small plane and a tourist helicopter left 9 people dead. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Debbie Hersman says it's possible the two aircraft ended up turning the wrong way as they tried to avoid each other.
It's really too early to speculate on what might have happened. We really have to let the facts of the investigation speak to us.
Divers are still looking for the last of the 9 people killed in the crash. 7 bodies have been recovered. An 8th was spotted yesterday. Wall Street opens slightly lower as the Federal Reserve begins a 2-day meeting in Washington today. Right now, the Dow is down 86 points at 9254. The Nasdaq is down 14 at 1977. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi should not have been convicted on a charge of violating her house arrest. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and French President Nicolas Sarkozy say the guilty verdict is a political step by Myanmar's military rulers to prevent Suu Kyi from taking part in elections next year. Suu Kyi has been in detention in Myanmar for 14 of the last 20 years. She has now been ordered to serve another 18-month house arrest for allowing an uninvited American to stay at her home. The Palestinian Fatah movement has elected a group of younger leaders to its top council. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
Among the new leadership, according to reports, is Marwan Barghouti, a 50-year-old militant leader who is now in an Israeli prison, and Mohammed Dahlan, the controversial former Gaza security chief. This is the first time in 2 decades that Fatah, co-founded by the late Yasser Arafat, has held a conference. Younger Fatah members charged that its aging leadership was corrupt and out of touch. The last few years have been difficult ones for Fatah, which is the main group in charge of the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. It was defeated both militarily and in the polls by rival Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. These elections were seen as a key step in rejuvenating the Fatah movement. All told, 14 of the Central Committee's 18 elected seats went to new members, with the remaining 4 going to incumbents from the so-called Old Guard. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Taiwan's military has been helping to move some hundreds of people out of a remote mountain village where they've been trapped since last weekend's typhoon. The storm triggered a mudslide that buried as many as 400 villagers. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.